Sejam todos bem-vindos a mais uma aula de conteúdo aqui pelo VPFI Forever, galera! We have somebody new. You will see that tonight it's not a day to use the Portuguese here. We are going to use our English because we have a very first meeting with our special guest, Emily. Teacher Emily. Say hi, Teacher Emily.
Hello, guys.
Hello. Yeah. Hello. She is here, guys. So check it out. I am going to use just a little bit of the time to speak in Portuguese. I am going to explain the prize, the award that you guys are going to get just because you are studying English with us tonight. Okay? So take a look at Davi São Bento, more known as Anderson Silva. Anderson Silva is back there. So, galera, vou falar só um pouquinho de português aqui para explicar para vocês. Tem muitos novos amigos aqui chegando, tá bom? O Baby, mostra para eles na câmera aí, Baby. Ele tá anotando o nome de todos vocês.
Claro. Ainda não acabei.
Ainda não acabou, tá anotando aqui de todos vocês. E no final da aula, quem ficar aqui com a gente até 7h59 vai ganhar um Pix ticket milionário. Milionário. Sujei com o quê? Ah, tá. Milionário, tá bom? Então, fiquem aí até o final, acompanhem, pratiquem o listening, façam perguntas. Nós estaremos agora perguntando 30 ou mais perguntas para Emily. 30 questions or more for Emily, all right? So the name is going to be inside this box and we are going to see who's going to be. Pix Milionário tá gravado. É isso mesmo, Alisson. Pix Milionário, amigo. Você tá achando aquele, né? Então, let's go. Let's get started. Well, let me see. Oh, Marta Rocha is here too. Oh, welcome, Marta Rocha. Well, I would like to start asking Emily about, because of course I'm going to have the very first question. So Emily, I have a question for you, girl. Mm-hmm. You are in Brazil. How long have you been living in Brazil?
I have been living in Brazil for about 8 years. I moved here in 2013, and then we left for a little more than a year to go back to the United States. But yeah, about 8 years.
8 years, I guess. It's a good time. Our school is almost turning 12 years, so it's been a while. It's been a while, yeah? Does anybody else have a... If you guys have a question, please raise up your hands and we are going to open your microphones. If you do too, okay, feel free. So, anybody? No? Nobody? Ah, Isaac, you do.
Okay, nice to meet you, Emily.
No.
All right. I have a question about the language teaching in your country, you know, because here in Brazil, we have this great need to know a second language. And even though we have many English schools, even though the salary of those who speak English is 16% higher than the salary of who don't speak, still only 5% of our population can communicate in English, you know. And even less than that can speak fluently in English here in Brazil. And I'd like to know about your country. How is that language teaching in your country? Because you guys already speak the language of the world, you know? But like the kids at school study other languages. Do you have this need to learn a second language too?
In fact, we do. There are language requirements in elementary and middle and high school. So you need to take at least one foreign language to graduate. Most people take Spanish because a very large percentage of our population speaks Spanish as a first or a second language. So especially in the regions of Mexico and California. They have a lot of contact with people from Mexico and a lot of immigrants from South America. So most people take Spanish. I took French, which hasn't helped me at all. But there are options. You can take Mandarin or German or French or Spanish or any of the above. The choice is open.
No bar to
the student. I have never heard anyone taking Portuguese, but I'm sure that it exists.
Did you say that you guys need to know a second language to get graduated?
Yes, it's a requirement in the schools. Oh, but
that's really interesting.
You
know,
it's something like you have to take it, but usually after people graduate, then they kind of forget what they learned, unless they, you know, practice a lot.
Yeah, I got it.
Interesting. I'd like to listen to you speaking a little bit of Portuguese too, Emily, you know?
Okay, so, sure.
Eu vou fazer uma pergunta em português para você, senhorita Emily. E okay. Você me responde... Oxe, o Juan tá querendo cortar minha vez, o que é isso? Juan?
Sim, não, é porque a Bia acabou de me ligar aqui, a Bia Capurusso, e falou que tá pedindo senha o Zoom dela, por isso que ela não tá conseguindo entrar.
Tá, entendi. Pera aí que eu vou passar o passcode. Onde que a gente achou o passcode aquele dia? Pera aí, gente. Pode fazer outra pergunta aí pra Emily, então, que eu vou achar um passcode aqui pra Bia. Pera aí. Eu lembro que a gente achou security... Você lembra onde era, baby boy?
I have no idea.
Man.
Bom, aproveitando até que o Du vai fuçando toda a coisa aqui, Emily, eu acho bastante interessante agora ouvindo você em português e que você, inclusive, passasse para a maioria das pessoas a sua opinião como uma nativa. Como você se sente, por exemplo, escutando as pessoas tentando falar inglês com você? Porque existe aquele mito, né? De que, eu só vou falar quando eu souber tudo, só quando meu inglês for super, ultra, mega, blaster, fluente. E aí, eu queria uma opinião de um nativo agora. Porque a gente sempre passa para os alunos aquela ideia de que fale mesmo, fale à vontade, erre, não se importe que ninguém vai apontar e vai errar. Eu queria que você passasse para nós a sensação de ouvir um brasileiro tentando falar inglês. Qual que é o sentimento ali?
Ó, primeiro, meu marido é brasileiro, então eu tenho a soft spot para brasileiros tentando falar inglês. Normalmente, eu fico feliz para ouvir alguém falando em inglês, porque eu sinto como estou em casa. Mas... eu também tenho a vontade de ajudar eles. Eu acho que travou.
Não, estamos te ouvindo.
Não? Ah, vocês estão... Ok.
A gente estava assim, assim para todo mundo achar.
Todo mundo concentrado.
Estátua.
E todo mundo parou lá. Opa, acho que travou aqui.
A galera está tão concentrada que ninguém nem respira. Aquele...
Não, é assim, né? Eu fico feliz para falar em inglês com alguém, para ajudar ou só para conversar. Porque é um monte de gente quer praticar com alguém e é difícil achar alguém aqui que fala inglês. Então, no momento que eles percebem que eu falo inglês, love and pizza and hot dog. I love pizza.
Emily, I have a second question for you about the pronunciation, because once Clinton told me that we sound so cute when we use English, especially when we exaggerate the prolongation, the lasting of the sound, like instead of saying hot dog, people used to say, I like to eat hot doggy. How does it sound for you when a person, instead of saying hot dog, says hot doggy?
Facebooky.
Yeah, you know, because it's part of our language. So I would like you to answer that in English, not in Portuguese, okay?
Okay. So yeah, I mean, Clinton is right. It's very cute. When with these little mistakes, you know, or mispronunciations, it's very cute because, you know, when my husband and I were first dating, then he would say a lot of very funny things in English, and I thought it was so adorable. Sometimes I didn't even correct him, you know, he would say like, oh, how do you say, and it was just, yeah, I think it's really, really cute and funny.
Yeah.
I think.
Clinton once said that when he listened to somebody saying like a hotty doggy, it sounds like, oh, um cachorrinho quentinho, you know? It was so crazy. I said, oh my gosh, I need to fix this mistake in my pronunciation, you know? I don't want to say like cachorrinho quentinho, no, I don't think it's a good thing, okay? Guys, please, if somebody has questions, raise up your hands. It's for everybody to participate, okay? Beatriz Caparuso, you have the opportunity. Emily's here. And we missed you. Natalie Conceição is back. Hey, Natalie. Yeah. Welcome back, lady.
How's this food?
Yeah, Vera. Hello, Vera. Felipe, Josana. Josana is here.
Oh, my God.
Hello, Josana. Delita is here, you see. Laris. Welcome, everybody, okay?
Oh, because of Emily.
Yeah, no, totally because of Emily. Emily, when it's just me and Babe, me and Juan and Babe, me and Luan and Babe, we have Isaac, Anderson, Alex, sometimes Bia, and over, okay? Nobody comes. Now that's it. Oh, there will be a native there, people.
You see?
Wow, let's see what she can do with the language, you know?
That's she.
Yeah, yeah. You know, Emily, something that it's really, I mean, it's sad about my profession is that when I say that I'm an English teacher, the first question that gets back to me is, but do you know how to speak English? Because it's so difficult to find an English teacher who knows how to speak English, you know? So it became a natural question for us here, you know?
Yeah, I had heard that actually. In the first school that I taught was run by an American and her Brazilian husband. And she said it was very difficult to find teachers who actually spoke English because their focus was also on conversation classes. So if you're not fluent, it's quite difficult to lead a conversation class.
It's really, indeed, really difficult. So, Bia, shoot her a question. Why don't you go?
Yeah, please.
Hey, I'm thinking. just arrived. So, like, last class, I wasn't here. So, I don't know if Emily was already here.
No, I wasn't.
Ah, okay. So, but I'm going to think about something.
All right, okay. Think about it. I have prepared some questions here. So if you guys don't ask, I am the one who's going to be asking all the questions.
Shoot
guys.
Them all.
Come on.
Wait.
Okay.
I have something to say. It's not a question, but your recording is a little strange. I don't know if it will appear in the recorder, but it's like... I don't know if Allison is seeing that or if it's my computer, but sometimes your recording is kind of, I don't know, appearing something. I'm going to try to like record my screen just to prove that I'm seeing that.
It's like it's flashes in the middle of the web camera. Oh, no, yeah. We're seeing this too. I guess it's okay, something in the cable,
ghosts.
I guess. Stuff like that, you know?
It's like an old TV, right?
Like an OTV.
Yeah, kind of that. Just to let you know.
No, we do know about that, okay?
Okay.
Túlio, Turkey is over here too today. Wow, tonight's the night.
And your question.
My question?
Yeah.
Okay. So Emily, I separated some questions here because I knew these guys, they would say, we are going to speak to the native, but they, you know, so I separated some here. They are more pedagogical questions because they are questions that I would like you to ask me. So how do you usually suggest your students to improve their listening skills, girl? What do you think it's really efficient to improve listening skills?
Oh, you know, this is going to sound like flattery, but it's exactly what your slogan for the school is. And that's just to do a little bit of it every single day. Mm. So even if it's listening to music or watching a TV show or a podcast or YouTube videos, I just tell my students you need contact with the language every day, or you're not going to remember it.
Mm-hmm. I feel it. Like any time of contact, like it can be something on Netflix, music, whatever, but every day a little bit, right?
Yeah, and even talk to yourself just to get your own ear used to the sound of the language, because I know when I first started speaking Portuguese, you try to make sounds and they don't come out right. You know, like it takes practice to make your mouth go into those shapes. So I think just practicing as much as they can, that's my advice to them.
Okay, I feel you now. Especially you talked about the different patterns of sounds. I suffered a lot to master my TH sound because there's the... And then I said, oh my gosh, how can I teach this to the students? Because it's so difficult to make it happen. You know, I suffered a lot to improve this
like
teaching.
Three, three, three. Sounds like all the same. Three, three, three.
Yeah, yeah. Especially because I guess in the Brazilian language, in the Portuguese language, in fact, we don't have the TH sound, right? None of them. Not in the, not in the, you know?
Yeah.
It's something like that. Thiago raised his hand up. Thiago, do you want to ask a question? Okay. Ana Clara, I guess it's your student.
Yeah.
I guess. Josana and Ana Clara both from iPhones, you know?
And, oh, it's a new one.
Vanusa. Oh, Vanusa is our new student. In fact, it's her daughter, Eloise. Alisson, you want to shoot the question? Okay, my friend, it's your turn. Go there. No, you don't.
Come on. The guys are a little shy today,
yeah,
right?
Yes.
They're pretty talented and that are...
Ana Souza is here again. Okay, so...
Question.
What? Oh, of course, Anderson. Of course, man.
Nice to meet you. Have you come to Brazil?
I'm sorry, can you repeat the question?
Have you ever come to Brazil? To Brazil?
Before?
Have I ever come to Brazil before I moved here?
Yes.
Yes, I came once for a vacation in 2008. So we came to visit my husband's family. We went to, his family is from Minas, San Sebastian do Paraíso. And we spent some time there. We went to the beach in Marizias. Mm. And yeah, it was a very interesting first trip. It was beautiful, it was summer. We came for Christmas. So that was my first trip to Brazil.
Oh, and how did you guys meet?
We met where we worked in a laboratory in Michigan. So we're both scientists by training, and we worked together for 4 years, I think. So that we just started spending time together at work, and then...
In the lab, it sounds to me like the Big Bang Theory. Yeah, I don't know why. It sounds like that to me, yeah. I remember Leonard and Penny, or maybe Sheldon and the other girl there. Always remember. Bernadette. No, Bernadette.
Emily.
Yeah.
Emily.
I remember those guys. Oh, Alex, do you have a question, dude? Alex, you're muted. Yeah.
Oh, you are.
Emily.
Alex.
Does your husband speak English like with you or does Portuguese?
Oh, he and I speak English only together.
That's very good.
Man. Yes, his English is very good now because he's with our children right now.
Oh, you are going to take the guys to speak in English with us here, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I told my son to come say hello, but he was very shy.
Oh, he's like our students here.
Exactly like everybody.
I know it. I know it. Natalie, do you have a question to shoot, girl? Take a look at Natalie. don't say my name.
Bia, I think Bia said she.
Bia said she's ready.
But first, if Alex wants to say first, because he was talking, but his microphone was muted.
Yeah.
Alex, do you want to say something?
Alex, if you want to say something, vira mortal para trás. Okay? Okay, he does. He does. He wants to say something. But you need to unmute your microphone. It's mute. Try to unmute it.
Okay.
Okay. Let's say it's okay. And now it is.
I have a question.
All right.
Yes. Emily, nice to meet you. This is Alex. I would like to know about black ale and schwarzalb. If it just accent or meaning of the words.
Black what?
Can you repeat the question? I'm not sure that I understood.
Yeah, I didn't get that too.
About black ale and croissant.
What's it's something connected with pronunciation, Alex?
Black ale or croissant.
Schwa, schwa is the sound of like a schwa, yeah?
Schwa sound.
I already heard something about that, but I don't know how to explain.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's too specific about pronunciation, but do you know something about this,
Emily? Acho que sou melhor. Eu acho que eu sou melhor no português, né?
No,
it's because it's so specific about pronunciation, you know?
Schwa?
Yeah, schwa sound.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
I heard it, but...
I don't remember any example you
give him. O A é porque muitas vezes, né, a gente vai pronunciar o inglês e é falado muito desse schwa sound, né, que é o mas fala mais nasal, né, usa mais a parte nasal. E esse black L, que é o falado quando a gente quando a palavra termina com L e no inglês é pronunciado, né, L é world, enfim, se é só um sotaque ou realmente significa palavras? Tem significado do palavra?
E aí, Emily, aí apertou aqui o calo, hein, amiga?
I would say formally, yes, but when we actually speak, the sounds get melded, you know, they get blended.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're trying to pronounce something in the way that somebody would need to hear it so they could spell it, then you would really enunciate those sounds. But otherwise, you would probably just, you know, run it all together. Did I answer the question or... Like the L sound in worlds, it's a hard sound to make, but if we're speaking quickly at a normal speed, I would say you probably wouldn't even hear it.
I'd like you to pronounce this word to me as a drill, and the guys are going to repeat with microphone muted, okay, guys, because we are going just to practice this word here, Emily.
Okay, slowly.
Yeah.
World.
Okay, world. Because
world.
I tend to listen. Yeah. I tend to listen something like this, like
world.
Is this a
world.
Good way of hitting them? The right pronunciation? Yeah. Of that?
World.
Like this. I always thought like this. World, world. Yeah. This one, Emily.
Jesus, Lord, you love it.
It's my favorite. This is my favorite word, okay?
Okay.
Oh, lovely.
Oh my gosh, I think it's right, I guess. Do you know this one? She doesn't.
Oh, entrepreneur.
Entrepreneur, okay.
Entrepreneur.
Yeah.
So it would like entrepreneur.
Entrepreneur. Nor.
Yeah, it has so many R sounds.
Yeah, it does.
people.
Oh, I have a basic one here that I believe I mispronounce it. How do you say that?
Thanks, Isaac.
Isaac, come on.
I'm just kidding.
It could be this one, cobblestone. Yeah. But Emily, this one in here.
Poor.
Oh yeah, it's right. I hear most part of people saying poor with a sound of two O's, like poor, but it's poor. Poor.
So there are regional accents in the United States as well. I'm from Michigan, which is close to Canada, and we sound more like Canadians. So people say we sound like we have a clothespin.
I know it. Okay. But poor is okay. Because I was poor. Thinking, like you tend to say poor.
Poor,
yeah. Yeah. And I see lots of people saying poor, poor, poor. And I say, man, but I always said poor. Am I the poor one here? You know? And now, okay, I'm not alone anymore.
It's not wrong either way. Both ways are right. It's just a small variation.
Oh, I was almost in a deadly fight last night with another teacher about the right pronunciation of the maçã. How do you pronounce maçã perfectly in English, please?
Apple.
But do you see if it's too much different, like from apple, apple, apple? Do you see this much of difference?
And people say apple.
No, apple. Apple is not acceptable.
I saw a lot
apple,
of people say apple.
Apple is not acceptable.
I saw a lot.
Yeah.
People say apple.
Principalmente depois que você entra no alfabeto. Mais um ano, é
A. Yeah, exactly. That's the point. Yeah.
Okay. Apple. Okay. Apple. Well, let me stop cruising Bia. Bia, come on. Go there, girl.
Oh, so I arrived kind of late today. So I guess you have already answered, but I just wanted to know, like, you're from Michigan, you said, right?
I am.
And your husband, he's Brazilian.
Yes, or no? He is. Yes, okay. He's Brazilian.
And now you guys are living in Brazil.
Yes, this is home now, and we have two Brazilian children as well.
Okay, and when did you guys move to here?
2013, we moved here, and then we returned to the United States a few years ago, but now we came back about a year ago.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry if you have already answered this.
No, that's before. Okay. I don't mind repeating it. It's okay.
Hey, Allison, I challenge you now to unmute your microphone and ask your
question. Come on,
man, it's just so read, awesome. Man. Your English is great. Wow. Come
and
on.
She is your teacher.
Come on.
Yeah, come on, Allison. Ask me.
You see? She told you. Now he will do it. Go there, man. Oh, okay. I am going to read for him then. Come on. Okay. I can't believe that it's he's shameless, right? Hey, Emily. I am pretend that I'm Allison now, okay? Hey, Emily. Okay. This morning in our class, you taught me a new word that means softy. What was the word? I mentioned it to baby in our class, but I don't remember how to spell it. Oh, I did it well?
No.
Okay.
Okay, so the word was mellow.
Mellow?
Mellow.
Mellow.
Yes. I will spell it here.
Please do it.
M-E-L-L-O-W.
I've never seen this before.
I told that to Allison and he said, oh, it's mellow. And I said, is it kind of what? And he said, no, it sounds something that it's soft and it, I've never heard it before.
I'd guess it was a kind of food, you know, like a marshmallow, you know, maybe. Yeah, but no way.
But it means something soft?
It actually means to soften something. Like when, if you have, okay, so I'll tell you the context we were talking about in class. We were talking about the beer from Invicta called Big Boss. And it's very bitter. And he said that if you eat it with Gorgonzola cheese, then it takes some of the bitterness away. And I said, oh, it mellows the bitterness. So it's kind of like a way to counteract something that is very intense.
We could say something like suavizar.
Minizar.
Yes. Like that.
Very good. I like it. I like it. Oh, Isaac, you have your, raise up your hand, Isaac. Go there. Super.
I have another one. Emily, for us Brazilian guys, it is usually so difficult to learn English. And I'd like to know, how was it for you in Portuguese? I mean, did you start learning before you came to Brazil or not? What were your biggest difficulties, you know?
Oh, that's a good question. I did practice a little bit before I came, but it did not help me. I was trying to learn out of a book and I didn't feel like I could master the pronunciation. So when I arrived to Brazil, I basically didn't speak anything. I could say hello and goodbye, nice to meet you. And that was about it. It was really hard. I mean, Portuguese is a difficult language.
It is.
And I tried to learn Portuguese like the correct way, you know, to make sure that I had the structure of the grammar and everything, when that was probably the wrong approach. It didn't help me at all. So finally, my mother-in-law said, you just need to speak. It doesn't matter if you say it right, you just need to speak. And so then I said, okay, I need to speak. Because I had been here for 2 years before I tried really to have conversation with people. So yeah, it was hard. But eventually when I started speaking and just practicing and saying all the wrong things all the time, nobody understood anything I was saying. And eventually I just learned.
That's exactly the point we always say for all the students. Hey, speak.
It doesn't matter if you are right or wrong.
Yeah. You need to communicate. If you try and the person on the other side is going to understand you, it's perfect or not, it doesn't matter.
The conversation is Emily, can you share with us a funny story that the Portuguese brought to your life? I mean, something that happened to you that you say, well, I got so shy that I was almost dead or something like that.
Ele quer saber mico, né?
Yeah, oh yeah. Teach me how to say paguei mico in English. How do we say that in the English language?
I don't even know what that means in Portuguese.
Oh, you don't know. I believe it's a moment when like something happens and you get so awkward, you get so shy because you go, oh, how do I explain that?
It's when you threw by a really embarrassed situation.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Oh, remember the example for Rafa? Oh, it's my média, né? Tipo assim, imagina, tipo, por exemplo, que você tá num lugar em público, a situation, e você não percebe seu amigo, né?
Caramba!
Não, é, cara. Aí pagar um mico.
Pagar um mico, não é pagar um bico.
Teacher Drew, né? Teacher Drew, did you remember? Did you remember? Did you remember não, Teacher Shay?
Pagar um mico. Não, pagar um mico, mas é vergonhoso.
Yeah. So,
did you remember Teacher Shay and Teacher Drew?
What?
Did you remember Teacher Shane?
Yeah, I do.
He has a really funny story. He said that the first time he went to a bakery and then he asked for a pau de queijo.
Okay.
Instead of pão de queijo, he said pau de queijo.
Esse é um mico.
Okay, yeah. Isso foi, ele pagou um mico, Emily. Falando isso aí, ele pagou um mico. You see? So, it was, but it doesn't need to be a sexual thing. It just coins. It was just a coincidence.
Yeah, totally.
It was an example. Because
yeah.
It was just an example.
So, Emily, share it with us. Do you remember any nice story, any funny story?
Oh, I have several embarrassing stories. So one of the first times that I decided, okay, I'm going to try to speak. And we were at the beach. And I said, it's okay, guys, let me order. So I asked for an agua de coco because I didn't know the different sound that the accents made. So I was looking in my little book, like, agua de coco. Okay, yes, I'd like an agua de coco, please. Agua de coco. And the guy looked at me like,
yeah.
Agua de coco. Yeah, that. Yeah.
My gosh.
And then,
yeah.
That, I think.
Yeah. And that word, the stressing is really important.
Oh, yo, so important. A lot. Coco. Yeah, it is. It would be like.
So the other one was.
Shit word.
In our wedding, my husband's best friend was kind of doing the translations for me. And because we got married when we were still living in the United States, we came here to get married and we were in Michigan. We got married there too. And during the ceremony, the official was, you know, speaking Portuguese very, very fast. And our friend was saying like, okay, when the official asks you, do you want to marry him? Don't say yes. And I was, what? Why?
What a good friend.
Yeah.
My husband's best friend. And he says, don't say yes. And I was, what? And the camera was just there, like on my face. And they have the whole thing on video, like, don't say yes. And I was, what? Why not? Thinking like, oh my God, something's wrong. He said, no. Say, sing.
Okay. Say sing, not yet.
Yeah,
okay.
Say sing. But he gave a very long pause, you know, so don't say yes. Say sing.
Okay. Sing.
Don't say yes. Don't say yes.
Yeah, no.
Don't say yes.
Say sim.
She could have advised you to say maybe, why not? Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, this long pause is complicated.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Emily, Adelita is one of our beginner students here, and she asked something in the chat. I'm going to read it for you. And it's an interesting question. I'd like to listen to the answer too. She says, hello, good night. I'm Adelita, and I don't know how to speak English yet, but I'm focusing on this experience in search of a new world or a new opportunity. My question is, for those who are starting a new language, what's the biggest difficulty you see in these beginners? I mean, I understood that her doubt is about what's more difficult for a beginner to master, you know?
Well, one of the most difficult things, I think, is to find the right resources. If you're planning to study on your own, which websites do you start with? Which books do you get? There are many options, mm-hmm. and it's difficult to know what the right option is. Mm-hmm. If you're really, really just starting, I think having a little bit of vocabulary can help you. So I like to start with vocabulary first.
Uh-huh.
Just so when you move on to sentence structure and things like that, you know which words to put in there. And then the other challenge, like we discussed, is pronunciation. Mm-hmm. Like, how do you know what a word sounds like if you've never heard it?
I see it.
Just by looking at a word, sometimes it's difficult to know how to say it.
Uh-huh, totally. Yeah, most part of students, I guess they can feel kind of overwhelmed because of the amount of material they can find on the internet, and it's not good for them, you know? Like, they can feel really lost about this amount of materials, for sure. And she asked if you speak another language too. Do you speak it?
Just Portuguese.
Oh, just Portuguese. Come on.
Just Portuguese. Okay. Yeah, so English and Portuguese are the only languages that I speak. But through learning Portuguese, I can now read most, like I would say 60 or 70% of what's written in Spanish.
Similar.
And Italian a little bit.
Cool.
And, you know, I studied French for 2 years, so I have an interest in it. I like to practice when I can, but my focus is on Portuguese right now, so.
Thank you, God. Yeah, like, okay. I love it. This focusing on Portuguese right now. And, after when the class is over, okay, I was going to ask you another question, but I forgot. So
does anybody else have?
Yeah, João Gabriel is here. My gosh,
you see.
Pena que a Larissa Tavares não tá aqui. Você ia perder uma briga ao vivo. Um dia a gente fez como separar uma briga ao vivo por causa do João Gabriel. Foi tão legal. So does anybody else, guys?
Emily, you said how important is learning vocabulary, and I agree with you, but I also think that learning how you use it, it's just as important. What do you think about it?
I agree, Isaac. It's also very important, and I know that it's a little boring to study children's material, but the songs and books that they have for kids are a really nice way to learn, because they have short, simple sentences. They use a lot of vocabulary with pictures. So maybe it's not so interesting to read kids' books, but it might be a good way to start. Like, just like any child that starts learning a language, you know, they start with those simple songs, and most of the kids' songs they really enunciate pronunciation and things like that. But yeah, I agree with you. The sentence structure is important too.
Emily, I am going to bring something more cultural here now. I'd like to know, what is your favorite food from Brazil and the food that you simply consider disgusting? You can, oh my gosh, okay?
Okay. Something I really like in Brazil, I think I would have to say the food along the coast, you know, like the seafood and like the lula, you know, the fried
I squid love it.
And things like that. So good. And I also appreciate the way that Brazilians drink beer, like very cold, sometimes with a little bit of time.
It's cold. Almost freezing, yeah?
Almost freezing, yeah. I like that a lot.
The part.
Something that I think is really disgusting and it's controversial, okay, is the leite ninho.
Why?
Really?
I cannot stand it. I think it's...
But girl,
like the cakes, I every single time I get deceived, I think like, ooh, this cake has coconut. I'm so excited because I love coconut.
Okay.
And then I try it and it's leite ninho and I, oh no, why God?
No way. Have you tried it on açaí?
Oh
yes, I tried it.
And you didn't like
it's so delicious.
No, I don't like it.
Oh, it's so man. Delicious.
And the traditional ones like feijoada and the coxinha.
Oh yeah. Mm.
Oh yeah, I like those.
Okay.
Well, I'm actually a vegetarian, so I don't eat feijoada anymore. But when I did eat meat, I enjoyed feijoada. Now my mother-in-law makes a vegetarian feijoada for me.
Oh.
with no meat in it. So I enjoy that.
Our teacher Juan is a vegan. Take a look
at his very
teacher.
Nice.
He's fighting there. He doesn't look at us, you know. You know, Juan.
Hey, I don't like leite ninho too. So.
Did you see that Emily is vegetarian?
Oh, very good. That's why you don't like leite ninho.
It's just a little delay, you know.
Yeah.
After 2 hours. Very good.
It's the long pause. It's the long pause.
Yeah, the long pause.
That's because I'm vegan, so.
Don't say.
Well, Pipinhos, take a look. We are going to put the names down here because it's time for the Pix ticket. Já usamos muito do nosso inglês aqui, gastamos. O Baby está colocando os nomes aqui na urna. Vocês podem ouvir pelo talantinar aqui, ó. Ouçam. Estão ouvindo? Pelo menos 300 mil tickets foram adicionados à urna essa noite. Então, o Baby vai pegar uma, eu vou pegar outra e a Lula vai pegar outra. E aí vocês façam as votações aí para ver quem que vai.
Vai ser complicado para achar o coeficiente de quem.
É verdade, hein, cara?
5 mil votos.
É verdade, é verdade. Danilo, você ajuda? Tudo
enquanto você tira aí, posso perguntar só mais uma coisa rapidinho?
Pode perguntar. Agora me empolgou. Agora me ligou.
Agora não para mais. Vamos até
lá. Não. Emily, you said you really like it, Lulas, but you don't eat anymore. So you don't eat it anymore.
I eat fish once a week or seafood once a week.
Okay.
So occasionally when I go to the beach, I will eat lula. Or at home we eat like sardines and things like that. So, yes, I do still.
You're 70% vegetarian.
70%.
Yeah, I guess technically I'm a pescatarian, but not a lot of people, you know, understand me when I say pescatarian. So I just say vegetarian. But yeah, I enjoy fish occasionally. I just don't eat land animals.
Japanese
cows,
food. Japanese food. Do you like it?
Yeah, I like Japanese food. Okay. And actually, Japanese food, there are a lot of vegetarian options because they have mushrooms.
We are going to have a sushi class in Jabuticabau in the second semester. Be ready, okay?
Ooh, yeah.
No. Be ready.
And just to finish, at least my part, it's good to say, is there a difference between the Japanese food from the United States and the Japanese food here in Brazil?
You're Brazilian, too. Totally.
Mm. Yes, yeah, a little bit. And the sushi, the rolls, they're very similar. But usually at the restaurants in the States, you get like a soup with miso and tofu and some seaweed algae in it. And then a salad as well.
Yeah.
And that's all very...
The rolls.
Yeah.
Brazil have the arumaki, all the yakisoba, all the,
yeah,
all the good things, all the good things.
So, well, I'm the number one.
I'm the number two.
I'm the number three.
Vote it up, guys. Please vote in your favorite guy to, oh my gosh.
I think it's going to be a good idea to put in chat.
Yeah, like, put on the chat, guys. Put on the chat and then we are going to see.
I think it's going to be difficult.
Okay,
to
let's see. Danilo, hi, count it up, okay?
Okay.
One. Um voto para um, um voto para três, dois você votos é para um, dois votos para três. Vamos ver, vai lá, galera, vai votar.
You know,
vixe,
you
três
know.
Votos para dois, três votos para dois, três votos para três, três para dois, três para três. Vamos ver, vai lá,
três
galera.
Três.
Três para dois, três para três. Cadê?
Votei em você, teacher Nenê.
Beleza, Felipe, na próxima aula você vai ver a homework que eu vou passar para você, viu?
Eu voto para você na prova, galera.
Três... Opa, um.
É.
É, 3 por 2, 3 por 3 e é isso mesmo. É o baby que levou para casa. Revelaremos, então, quem era o possível milionário da noite.
Exactly.
Olha só, atenção. Vocês não quiseram o number 2? Tudo bem. Anderson, pode chorar porque você acabou de perder.
Eu escolhi o 2, eu escolhi o 2.
Eu escolhi o 2, o 2.
Não foi suficiente, amigo. Não foi suficiente. Luana, mostre quem estava contigo aí. Quem é?
Vixe, Maria.
Josana? Ah, Josana, ainda bem que ela não tá, porque ela não ia ganhar mesmo. Perdeu o Playboy.
Agora eu não sei. Porque precisamos checar se o nosso ilustríssimo...
Quem...
Murilo apareceu por aqui, mas acho
não,
que...
Não, pode pegar outro,
se foi, hein?
Pode pegar outro. Não tá aí? Não tá aí? Deixa...
Acho que se foi.
Não tá ainda, ainda há uma chance, não descasquem suas cartelas. Isso. Murilo não tá mais aqui, não.
Ô, Antônio. Ah. Ô, Antônio, se você pegar o meu, ó... Tinha que ser o segundo mais votado.
Ah lá, segundo mais votado.
Agora tá aqui.
Então,
agora
tá aqui.
Tá aqui? Agora tá aqui.
Ai, 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 agora. Quem é? Beatriz de novo!
Não é! Chegou só pra pegar a grana!
Caraca, velho!
Já jantou, Bia?
Tudo.
Já jantou, Bia?
Janta,
não, ainda não.
Bicampeã mundial aí dos
Pix.
Muito bom, muito bom. Agora, ó, quem tá sem câmera aí, liga a câmera pra gente fazer a foto de encerramento oficial da aula.
Marota.
Vamos lá. Vanilza, Adelita, Felipe, Isabela, José Lindo, Luiz Otávio. Tem alguém que não falou o nome aí? Vanilza, ó, José Lindo ali. Aí. Quem tá ali?
Josana!
Ah, Josana tá aí sim, rapaz. Achou que não tava, tá aqui sim. José Lindo, Isabela. Cadê a galera aí na câmera? Luiz Otávio. Ó, Luiz Otávio aí. Fala, Luizão.
Josana, se você cadê? Está aqui um pouco antes,
enfim, ela foi. É, ela não foi, ela passou muito perto. Passou perto. A Isabela ali, Marta Rocha. Cadê o Felipe Ferreira? Cadê a Vanilza? Abram as câmeras aí pra foto. Amigo, eu sei que você tá querendo só sair na foto, pode vir. Vai lá, ele tava só querendo. O cara veio só pra sair na foto. Dá uma olhada aqui, vê se a gente aguenta. Então, atenção, galera. Vou contar até 3 e aí vou fazer a picture, hein? Então vai. Façam a melhor cara de vocês, igual a do Túlio ali, ó. Daquele jeito. Então, 3, 2, 1. Deixa eu ver se ficou boa. Peraí, gente.
Ah,
não,
claro
se... não se movam, ah, não incrível. Se movam. Ó, oh, o Alisson saiu, falou, foi mal.
Foi mal?
No final, cara. O cara não apareceu. Deixa eu ver. Cara, vocês ficaram lindamente lindos, ok? Semana que vem, next week, nós estaremos aqui novamente para mais uma aula, galera. Então estejam preparados. Deixo para vocês aquele... Bye bye, my friends. See you the next
time. Bye.
Have a great day.
Thanks a lot, Emily. Thanks, everybody.
Bye, Emily. Talk to you next
time. Bye.
See you guys.
Bye bye.